I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. The Rock Island City Council is asking the County Board and Public Building Commission to change their minds about demolishing the courthouse. In a 3-0 vote last night, the City Council passed a resolution that invites the Board and Commission to work with the city to privatize and redevelop the 120-year-old building. Fifth Ward Alderman Dylan Parker proposed the intergovernmental agreement. He said the intent is not to put a burden on city taxpayers.
This is not the city saying, we'll fork up $20 million to redevelop this thing. That is not our intention at all. We are ambitious in believing that if a redevelopment agreement can be had, it will be done through private dollars. But we have the experience here in the city to make these types of deals.
Alderman Joshua Shipp and James Spergettis joined Parker in voting for the resolution. Alderman David Geenan abstained from the vote. The remaining council members were absent from the meeting, as was Mayor Mike Tomes. Last week, several groups filed a lawsuit against the County Board and Public Building Commission to block demolition of the courthouse. Rural hospitals are struggling around the country for several reasons. WVIK's Madeline Beck with Harvest Public Media has more on a recent national effort to identify the biggest issues so that policymakers can do something about them.
The American Hospital Association recently released a report that outlines rural hospital challenges, ranging from not enough employees to rising drug prices to issues with federal health care laws. There were nearly 100 rural hospital closures in the last 8 years, and the association says just one can devastate a rural area. David Schreiner is the president and CEO at Catherine Shaw Bethea Hospital in Dixon, Illinois. He says the report's findings aren't new to him, but something lawmakers and other leaders need to understand.
We need to have all voting members understand what the stakes are here. And if rural hospitals are not successful, it has a significant downstream impact on the rest of the healthcare system.
To check out the report yourself, go to aha.org. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
Thanks to some new grants, more than $500,000 will be spent on the next phase of the renovation of Douglas Park in Rock Island. Parks and Recreation Director John Gripp says the money will pay for a new ball field on the northwest part of the property and a multi-use field on the east side of the park that will be used for baseball, softball, football, and soccer.
There's a lot of youth in and around that area that are underserved. This is an opportunity to engage that youth and the refugee population and anyone else who's interested into these activities. There's a number of studies out there that show the benefit of participating in a team environment, both on the mentor side and also the taking direction side.
One grant for $150,000 comes from the Illinois DNR. It'll be matched by private donations and $50,000 worth of labor by the Parks and Recreation Department. A second grant for $250,000 will come from the Roy J. Carver Charitable Trust. Gripp says renovation of Douglas Park began in 2016. Since then, with the help of the private group Friends of Douglas Park, more than $500,000 has been spent refurbishing the large ball field, building a playground with lights, and other work. He hopes the new projects will be finished by the end of this year or early next year. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.